Okay. A couple times in years past, Parshas Bo, we discussed various aspects of Amir LeNachri. Today, I'd like to talk about the Isser Hana'ah of Nachri of Malacha performed on behalf of a Yisrael on Shabbos, the Isser. Just to review as far as the connection to the Parsha. So we know in general, the discussion the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Sadi and other contexts, whether there is Amir LeNachri by Shaar Yisurim. We discussed this a few weeks ago in the context of Siris Behemos. But generally, when it comes to Amir LeNachri b'Shabbes, which definitely does exist, we assume that that's an Issur d'Rabbanan, and that's Beferish in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Nun, that Amir LeNachri is considered a Shvus and Issur d'Rabbanan. We always refer to Amir LeNachri as a Shvus. However, the Ramban in this week's Seder raises the following question. On the pasuk kol malacha lo ye'aseh behem, Rashi quotes from the Mechilta filu ayidei acherim. The pasuk is telling you that malacha lo ye'aseh even ayidei acherim. So ask the Ramban, what's the ayidei acherim? If we're talking about ayidei other Yisraelim, so that's pashut. Every Yisrael is mitzuv on Shabbos. And if we're talking about ayidei nachri, well, that's only Nisa Durban, so I could have a pasuk referring to Amir LeNachri or having benefiting or using a malacha done on Hayyadeh Nachri. We're not Musar on Malachas Nachri, and Amir LeNachri is only a Shvas. So the Ramban assumes that it must be it's only an Asmachta, that yeah, it's a reference to Amir LeNachri, but it's only an Asmachta, it's not a real Din Daraisa. And that's what most generally assume, that this mechilta doesn't really mean a din d'oraisa of Amir LeNachri. The Gaon writes that it's 40 years on the mechilta, and the mechilta never even meant to say afiyu ayideh. However, there is a Yerayim, the Yerayim Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, who writes Lamana Mikan she'asu liYisrael aniach ha'ovi kachavim lasas malachta bein b'yanta bein b'shabbes mid'oraisa avalam masala Yisrael mi'er Shabbos. Hamalacha mutter. So the Yoreim understood the Mechilta Kipshuta. They're talking about an Issur d'Oraisa of Amir LeNachri, at least in a situation where both the Amira and the Asiyas Malacha take place on Shabbos. Okay, so there is such a possibility, but that's not how we generally assume. We generally assume that Amir LeNachri is Derabbanan. The Mishnah tells us in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, Nachri shehidlik es haner mishtamish le'orah Yisrael. If a Nachri lights a candle on behalf of Yisrael on, sorry, if a Nachri lights a candle on Shabbos, mishtamish le'orah Yisrael. If he's lighting it for his own purposes, so Yisrael is allowed to benefit from that candle lit by the Nachri. Bimishva however, if the Nachri lights a candle on behalf of the Jew, then it's aser to get hana from that melacha. Mile mayim hashkas behem to mashka achav Yisrael. If a Nachri fills up water to give his own animal to drink, violating chutzah, then you're allowed to benefit if the water is already drawn, if there's leftover. Bimishva Yisrael aser. And if it was done for Yisrael, then you're not allowed to benefit. Also, Nachri kevish layered bow, if he makes a ramp to get off the boat, Yorid Achav Yisrael, the Imishra Yisrael, Aser, Maisa Ring Amliel, the Zakan, which are you bomb Bisvina, the Aser Nachri Kavish Lerid Bo, the Yardu Bo, Ring Amliel, the Zakanim. So this is one of five or six instances that we have in Mishnayos and Chazal of stories that happened when Ring Amliel was on a boat with the Zakanim. In this particular instance, a Nachri made a ramp to get off the boat, and since he did it for his own Sarech, the Zakenim benefited from it incidentally afterwards. So all you see from this Mishnah, or what you see from the Mishnah, is that if a Nachri performs Malacha for a Yisrael on Shabbos, that Yisrael is not allowed to benefit from the Malacha performed on his behalf. What about someone else? If the Nachri performs Malacha for Uvein, is Shimon allowed to benefit from that Malacha that wasn't directly performed for Shimon? So, no indication one way or another from the Gemara in Shabbos. However, this emerges from a sugya in Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza on Daf Kaf Dalet on the days, five lines from the bottom. Amar of Papa Hilchasa, Nachri Shehevi Doron Yisrael B'Yantiv. If a Nachri brings a present for Yisrael on Yantiv from outside the Tchum, Im yesh me'os ha'min b'mechubar aser. I'm sorry, here at the, before we get to Tchum. So if an Achri brings a matan of Yisrael b'yantiv, so if im yesh me'os ha'min b'mechubar aser, if this is something that was mechubar and not muchan when yantiv began, so it's also to use mishum muksa. Ula erev nami asur and b'fnei shiyasu, and even when yantiv is over, you're not allowed to use it until the time elapses where the malacha could have been done at the after yantiv. If there's no issue of muksa, if it's already muchan, so then it depends on whether it was brought from chutz tchum or if it was in the tchum. If it was brought mechutz tchum, it's also to benefit because the nachi violated the yisur tchum on your behalf. And if it was inside the tchum and it wasn't muksa, then you're allowed to benefit from it. If the nachi brings this object for Reuven, even though Reuven is not allowed to benefit from it, Shimon is. Asks Rashi, chutz tchum asurin. Lo shamati tam kubo b'davar, de'imi shom muksa amay mutul Yisrael acher. That if we're talking about a concern of muksa here, so then why is it mutter for another Yisrael to use it? It's still muksa. De'imi shom shenasa bo iser b'shvilo, im kein li Yisrael acher nami aser. And if we're concerned that there was an iser done to this object, so then it should be usher for Yisrael after as well. Denachri shehilik asaner b'shabbes tanan imish v'Yisrael usher v'lachalku beino l'chaveira. So the simple reading of the Mishnah Shabbos that we started with is that there's no difference between Yisrael Zeh and you. Sorry, the simple reading of the Mishnah Shabbos that we started with is that it's usher for the Yisrael for whom you did the malacha. Sorry, the simple reading of the Mishnah Shabbos is that it doesn't make a difference whether it's Yisrael Zer, Yisrael Acher, it'll be Aser evenly Yisrael Acher. And here the Gemara in Beisa is distinguishing between Yisrael Zer and Yisrael Acher. Why should that be the case? V'yesh lomar, digabe Iser tchumin derabbanan lo achmer kulei hai. V'dayan imasrinu al zeh. The Rashi says that when it comes to tchumen, which is only an iser, the rabbanon, so then we're not going to be machmir li Yisrael acher. But when it comes to daraisa, if a nachri does a malacha daraisa on behalf of the Yisrael, then that'll be us or even lacher. If it's only a malacha de rabbanon, like tchumen, it'll be us li Yisrael zeh, but it will be mutter li Yisrael acher. That's what Tosas accepts here as well. Dira maskul ababi shil Yisrael. And the Tosas in Shabbos on Kuf Kaf Beis says the same thing, like Rashi, that there's a distinction between Daraisa and Derabana. When it comes to Malacha Daraisa, it'll be Aser evenly Yisrael Acher. When it comes to Malacha Derabana, it's only Aser for the Yisrael on whose behalf the Malach was performed, but it'll be Mutter for another Yisrael. So if a non-Jew lights, turns on the light for you on Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from it. But if he turns on the light for you and then you leave and someone else walks into the room, even though the room otherwise would have been dark, the second person is allowed to, I'm sorry, scratch that. If we were talking about a malacha deraisa, well, depends what lights we're talking about. If we're talking about LED lights, so then if you don't assume like Rav Asher, that's malacha derabanan. So then if you turn on an LED light or maybe a halogen light for Reuven, that Reuven leaves and Shimon walks in, then you would be able, Shimon would be able to benefit from that light if it's only a Isser Derabanan. So according to Rashi, the distinction is between the Rice and the Derabanan. The Rice will be us, the Yisrael Acher. The Derabanan will be Mutter, the Yisrael Acher.
Is that the name of the Rashi? That it's not talking about the Derabanan?
So Rashi doesn't say that because right, that's in the second, in the parentheses that the Marshal takes out. No, we'll see in other Rishonim that it's Dafka Tchumen. We'll see that in a second. In Rashi, it doesn't sound like Rashi saying Tchumen Derabana as opposed to Melacha Derabana. But that is a position in the Ran, which we'll get to in 2 minutes. Rabbi Karp points out that the Rambam sounds like Rashi as well, this distinction between the Raisas and the Rabbanans. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Vav Halacha Beis, Gaish Asa Melacha Me'atzma B'Shabbos, Imish V'Yisal Asa Osa Asa Lehanos Bosa Melacha Amos HaShabbos, Yantim V'Chdei She'asa. If enough, he does a Melacha Me'atzma, if, no one asks him to, if he's doing it on behalf of Israel to benefit Israel, then it'll be Asar Bana Amos HaShabbos V'Chdei She'asa. So here, the Rama uses the term She'asa Melacha. The Rambam in Halacha Tess says davar she'eino malacha ve'ein asir la'asos b'shabbos ela mishum shvus mutar liyisar lomer l'goy la'asos b'shabbos. But there, when he's talking about amir l'nachri ana derabanan, which is going to be mutar b'makom mixas choli or tzarach harbe or tzarach mitzvah, so there the Rambam says calls it a davar she'eino malacha. That which is eino malacha, which is only asir mishum shvus, so there you have a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. But Halacha Beis, the Rambam is talking about Asa Malacha, so the contrast sounds like the Rabbanan will call Eina Malacha, and the Rambam says Malacha, that means a Malacha Daraisa. So when it comes to Malacha Daraisa, there's an Isser Hana for anyone, as opposed to a Malacha Darabanan, so maybe there's a Mashmos there, like Rashi. However, as Yehuda alluded to, the Ran in Shabbos, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph B'Daf Be'Rif, Dibur Maskel V'Ika, he quotes a different opinion that there's not a distinction between Derais and Derabanan, it's a distinction between Tchumen and everything else. And the reason that Tchumen is different is not a function of Derabanan per se, but Tchumen is totally subjective. The my Tchum is different than your Tchum, and your Tchum is different than his Tchum. So it's not like, in from an objective perspective, a Malacha was necessarily performed. It could be, for me, this is outside of my tchum, and maybe you had a different tchum, and it's definitely not clear that it was outside of your tchum, and maybe it wasn't outside of your tchum, maybe it was. But tchumen, definitionally, is more subjective, and therefore that's a lower grade in terms of the exposure of having a malacha done ayyidei nachri. So that when it comes to tchumen, that'll be mutar liyisrael acher. But when it comes to other derabanans, no such distinction. So the yisra na, to benefit from malachas nachri, would apply even for a derabanan, even le'acheret. So what do we assume le'halacha? Mechaber writes in Reish Ayin Vav, Einu Yehudi shehilak esaner b'shvil Yisrael, aser lakol, afilu l'mishalo hudlak b'shvilo. That if a Einu Yehudi lights on behalf of Yisrael, so everyone's not allowed to benefit from it, even mishalo hudlak b'shvilo. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Gimel, V'ladami l'misha huva b'shvila michutza tchum b'shabes d'mutu l'acher, d'tchum in d'rabbanan, v'chein kol isa d'rabbanan sh'asa einu Yehudi b'shvila Yisrael, mutu l'acher shelo nasa b'shvila. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes like Rashi and Tosfos, the distinction between the Raisa d'rabbanan, not like the Ran's more limited distinction, and l'alacha, if a malacha is done by a nachri on behalf of the Yisrael, if it's only malacha d'rabbanan, it would be mutar li Yisrael acher. Okay. Nevertheless, Rabbi Karp points out that the Magen Avraham here does quote both reasons of Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah just quotes Rashi. However, the Magen Avraham here quotes the reason of the Ran as well. Rabbi Karp points out that the Ran's not a Das Yachid in Rishonim either. He thinks that's the Mashmos of the Rashba, and the Ramban, and the Meiri. So even though the Mishnah Berurah passes like Rashi, Rabbi Karp thinks, based on the Magen Avraham, because both reasons, that Ala Machmir Tov Bracha, if you want to be Machmir, even for Nisr Derabanan, not to benefit from a Malacha performed for another Yisrael, Ayyidei Nachri on Shabbos. Okay. So where there is an Isser Hana for Malacha performed by Yidei Nach, we saw the Gemara in Beis HaKaptal and Amid Beis has the provision of Bechdei Shiyasu, that you're only allowed to benefit from that Malacha on Motzei Shabbos once enough time elapsed that the Malacha could have been performed already on Motzei Shabbos. What is the reason for that din of Bechdei Shiyasu? So Rashi writes the bottom of Kaftal and Amud Beis, Dibra Maskel L'Erev Hasu and Bechdei Shiyasu, Kidei Shelo Yahana Mimalachas Yantiv, that you shouldn't come to be Nana Mimalachas Yantiv. It's not right that you're going to benefit from Malacha that was performed essentially Be'isser. Here the context is on Yantiv, but it would be true on Shabbos as well. That you're going to come out benefiting, even you're not going to use it on Yantiv, but the fact that you're going to use it the second the Yantiv is over, so you benefited from Malacha that was performed on your behalf on Yantiv. And Tosfos is bothered, if that's the reason, then why is this different than regular Maisa Shabbos Ayidei Yisrael? Right, the din is that if a person is Mevashel B'Shabbos, a Yisrael performs a Malacha on Shabbos, so 3 days in Tanoim, Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, what is the consequence of Ma'isa Yisrael on Shabbos? Subas Lamagimel, Ful and Tesvah, Babakam Ayin Aleph. So we generally pass it like the middle position of Rabbi Huda, that if a malach is performed Ayyudei Yisrael, the Shogeg, then it's going to be mutter to benefit from it on Mosei Shabbos Miyad. So why there are we not also concerned that you're going to end up benefiting from Malachas Yantiv? Why is there no din of Bechdei Shiyasa when it comes to Malachas Yisrael? So it happens to be Rashi in Chulin does paskin that there's Bechdei Shiyasa. Rashi writes there is Bechdei Shiyasa by Malachas Yisrael by Maisa Shabbos as well, but that's a minority opinion we've shown him. We don't pass that way in Shulchan Aruch. That's the Tosfos is bothered. The same should be true if the concern is Shelo Yena Mi Malachas Yantiv, then why are we not equally concerned when it comes to the Maisa Shabbos of a Yisrael. So for that reason, Tosa says, different consideration. Why is there a din of Bechdei Shiyasa? Shema Yomar Lenachri Lechulakate. We're worried that you may proactively tell Lenachri to do the Malacha on your behalf on Shabbos if you're going to stand to benefit and save time when Shabbos is over. You know you won't be able to use it on Shabbos, but it's going to take an hour to go to the field and cut it and produce everything when Shabbos is over. If you tell Lenachri to do it on Shabbos, you're going to save time. You'll be able to use it the second Shabbos is over. So for that reason, there's a requirement of Bechdei Shiyasa. So the Rush points out there in Beitza, Perek, Gimel, Simen Beis, he has a couple nafkamina. One of the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos that he points out is Acherim, that if the concern is that you shouldn't benefit from Malachas Nachri, so it doesn't make a difference whether you're benefiting from it or someone else is benefiting from it. It's the same concern. You shouldn't benefit from Malachas Yantiv. So then Bechdei Shiyasa would apply even to Acherim. Whereas if the concern is like Tosfos that we're worried, you may come to tell the Nachri do the Malacha on Yantiv, that may only be relevant to the person that actually told the Nachri or the person on whose behalf the Nachri did the Malacha, but not Le'Acherim. So how do we assume here in this machlokas about Bechdei Shiyasa? Is the Iker reason like Rashi, the Iker reason like Tosfos? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Zayin, Sifkat and Ayin Beis, Shin Zayin Ayin Beis just quotes the reason of Tosfos. However, in Shin Kaf Hei, Sifkat and Kaf Ches, Shin Kaf Hei, Kaf Ches, he quotes both reasons. If you're machmir like both reasons, with the rushes and Afkamina, so then there would be a requirement of Bechdei Shiyasa even La'acherim. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tavkuf Yudches, Hilchas Yantiv, Sifkat and Yudalid, Tavkuf Yudches, Sifkat and Yudalid, has the following. Lefima Shekasa B'Shulchan Aruch Yesh Lilma. Demisha Yesh Lo Lefasos Temunim Bebor. Person has vegetables that are buried, that are insulated, that are inaccessible in a bor, upaskan akum b'Shabbos, obiyantiv, and a Nachri comes and opens this locked door on Shabbos or Yontif, the Ein Behem Mishum Muksa, so the vegetables in the boor aren't muksa per se. Umikal Makom Mim Asa Ha'akum L'Tzarach Yisrael Aser B'Kol Shekein the Malacha D'Raisahi. Aser B'Kdei She'Asa. Thank you. The Malacha D'Raisahi. So if a Nachri opens this boor on behalf of Yisrael, it'll be Aser to benefit from the context through the Shir B'Kdei She'Asa, because the Nachri is doing a Malacha D'Raisa. He's breaking this boor. He's performing a Malacha D'Raisa in breaking the boor, however he's accessing it. So if he's doing a Malacha D'Raisa on behalf of Yisrael, it'll be Aser to benefit from the act of the Nachri. So even though the Hana that you're having is a step removed from the Malacha that the Nachri actually did, the Nachri broke up in the boor, and you're using the contents that were in the boor. So the Magen Avraham says that's all part of the same package, that that's considered benefiting from a Malacha D'Raisa done on behalf of a Yisrael. So Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo Simen Hei Anaf Beis, Mincha Shlomo Simen Hei Anaf Beis, or Shlomo Zalman initially thought, based on this Magen Avraham, that if a Yisrael is locked out of his house on Shabbos, and the key is in a Rishus HaRabim, and you have a Nachri come and open the door for you by violating Hotzah D'Raisa and taking the key from the Rishus HaRabim and opening your house on your behalf, then it would be usher to go into the house on Shabbos because you're benefiting from a Malacha D'Raisa performed by a Nachri. So just like if the Nachri breaks open the boor to access the Lefasos, you're not allowed to benefit to use the Lefasos on Shabbos, the Lefasos on Shabbos, because he did a Malacha D'Raisa on your behalf. So if the Nachri takes the key from Rishus HaRabim and goes and opens your house, violating a Malacha D'Raisa, then it would be usher to benefit from the fact that he opened the house for you and sit in the house over Shabbos. And that, yeah. He's talking about a Hechadim, so where's the Malacha D'Raisa? Tough kuf. I don't remember. Let's see if we can pull up the din. Let's see. The case of Shulchan Aruch there is simply Hotzah. Hotzah performed by a Nachri on behalf of Yisrael. So in that, the Magen Avraham comments that in this case of the Lefasos Tumunas Bebor, then there'd be a problem of benefiting from that on Shabbos. But then Shlomo Zalman was chozer from this psak in Tinyana Simin Kaf Beis that that he thinks the case of the key is a step removed. That you're not having hana miguf hadavar shenasbo iser. So even in the case of lefaso, so the Nachi opened up the boar, and then you're accessing the lefes. But there's a clear connection between the opening of the boar and the lefes, which is totally inaccessible without opening the boar. And then you're eating that food that now became accessible. So that's not exactly the same as opening a house with a key and then walking into the house. There's Choshvani Shemistabri Yosef de Mutter. So the benefit from the key itself would be a problem. Mikol makom the psicha atzma lo nasa klal shem iser melacha zula zeshen ena bepsicha sabi ma'isa Shabbos. He thinks that's a step removed relative to the lefes case. Vegetables aren't the key, but it's still that in the boar case, if you open the boar, you're opening the boar to access the lefes. You're taking the lefes out of the boar to eat it, which you could only do because the boar was open. Here, once the door is open to the house, you walk into the house, and he thinks that's a separate move. Ramosha disagreed. Ramosha Chaylik Bey's Simon Ayin Zion, sounds like he assumes that the analogy is more correct, that walking into the house is direct hanah from the key that opened it up. So it's kind of a matter of where you draw the line. Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that you could distinguish between the lefes case and opening the house. A number of years ago, I spent the Shabbos in Montefiore. My grandmother, Lola Shem, was in the hospital, and the Rabbi Chalap should be well insisted that I come eat lunch with him in his apartment after the Rebbe had already passed away. So his children, some of the children there for Shabbos. So I didn't want to be stuck there for so long. So I said I would go back to the hospital and I'd come and join him later on the Suda. So about an hour later, I came out to his apartment building and he was still milling around outside with his whole entourage. So what happened? He got locked out of the apartment. There was trying to figure out what to do. So someone got a message to some locksmith and locksmith was on the way to try to pick the lock. The locksmith came, and he was ready to open up the apartment door. And Rabbi Chalap said to him, "Are you Jewish?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm Jewish." Rabbi Chalap said, "You can't open the door for me." So he said, "Well, I can pick the lock without doing a malacha." So he let him do that. But then Rabbi Chalap insisted, "I can't let you go. It's Shabbos. You can't go back to work." So he brought him in, Chalant, and he tried to convince him. He said, "How much money are you going to lose by not working the rest of the day? I'll pay you that money." He didn't get him for the whole time, but he stayed for a while. That's Shlomo Zalman's case of the getting locked out and having someone do malacha to open it for you. The other examples that I guess we don't have time for, but Od Chazon LaMoed. No, that's the Magen Avraham makes up the case.
Even like the Kalkel, they get the Nirvana.
Mm-hmm. Now, even if you did the Rabbanan, so it'd still be aser relihanos for the person for whose benefit the malach was done.
You have the case of the beta about where the food is bought from that place, and we don't find the food is bought there.
Right. Yeah, so we have to figure out where you draw the lines. And again, Rosh Hashanah himself went back and forth between the first tshuva and the second tshuva. No, Ramosha is writing in Ramosha is earlier. Ramosha is 1942. Sorry, 1942. Shlomo Zalman quoted Russia. Shlomo Zalman did not quote Ramosha. They're not. Yeah, I don't think he did. No. Okay.
Thanks. Good Shabbos.